Hey everyone, this is Achyuta Bhava from Nightlight Astrology, and today I am taking a look at the sun and rising sign horoscopes for the month of August. I have narrowed it down this month to the following transits that we are going to look at, which I feel are really at the heart of this month's astrology. We're going to look at the sun opposite Saturn, the sun square Uranus. We are going to take a look at the new moon in Leo, which will also square Uranus. And later on, the full moon, which will conjoin Jupiter, will be in Aquarius as well. So the Aquarius Leo Taurus axis is the one that is most highlighted this month. And we're going to take a look at how that is reflected in all of the whole sign house configurations rooted in your ascendant. You could apply this to your sun sign as well, but it will not be the same as your chart. So if you want the reading that is most in alignment or has the most alignment with your birth chart, you're going to want to choose which sign I talk about rooted in the, or based on the rising sign of your birth chart. All right. So these, I'm going to put the real time clock up and I've isolated the planets in question. Now, one thing that you can notice, and I'm just going to, I'm going to move this ahead to put Aries on the ascendant. And you can notice that Mercury is getting in on the same transits the very beginning of the month through, say, the third of the month. So the first through the third, Mercury is going to echo the same themes I'm about to talk about with the Sun, Saturn, and Uranus. I'm also going to throw in the Moon because the Moon is going to make a powerful new and full moon in the same sign axis. So if we go forward, for example, to right about August 8th, 7th into the 8th, you're going to see a new moon in Leo as well. That will be in a square with Uranus. So these are the planets that I'll use today. But I'm going to take out the moon and Mercury just to keep the view a little simpler on the screen. So first through the third, Mercury goes through the same exact pattern I'm about to talk about for everybody. And then the key dates are on the 6th of August, the sun will square Uranus. And on the 8th, there'll be a new moon in Leo. And then on the 6th, sun will square Uranus. And then the 8th, there'll be the new moon in Leo. So I'll walk through those for all 12 signs. Okay, so here, and the reason I'm focusing on this again is because the rest of the transits are pretty fleeting and fast. This is really where the action is at for the month. This is what I've narrowed it down to for all 12 signs. All right, so if you're in Aries, here's what's happening. Let's walk through this one day at a time, and I'm going to give you the key words and topics to think about. I like to keep these very simple and broad because obviously we're applying it to a huge range of different people. And the only thing you have in common really is that this is your rising sign. So these are the houses that these planets will be transiting. So I like to focus on the topics of the houses and keep it simple and let you sort of broadly apply these to your own life, getting a sense of, you know, what areas of life are going to be highlighted in the weeks ahead. So you can see here on August 2nd, the sun will oppose Saturn. And then by the 6th, the sun will square Uranus. And then by the 8th, there'll be a new moon in Leo. And then later on in the month, by the 22nd, there'll be that full moon in Aquarius. So those are the big moments of the month. We'll be going over all of those individually as the month goes on my channel as well. So what areas are being highlighted? Well, the sun is really going to be, because it's the fastest moving planet, it's going to be the one that is the focal point. For me, this is how I work with it from a traditional standpoint, looking at which planet is making the aspect. So sun in the fifth house is key for you if you're in Aries right now. And that's going to be the house of pleasure, joy, recreation, creativity, children, pregnancy. And there's some opposition from Saturn in the house of friends, groups, allies, communities, colleagues. So something about what brings you joy or happiness or what sparks creativity for you personally. And there may be some conversation with groups of people or allies or friends or a larger social sphere in life and a different set of expectations that are you're being pressured by in that other area, or some synthesis that's trying to be made between a social arena in life and a more personal arena and trying to find the balance between those two spaces. At the same time, you're getting pressure from Uranus, this god of revolution in the house of money, finances, resources, anything to do with business or money. So these are the topics that you're going to feel activated throughout the month as the month goes on. Especially, again, the key dates to remember are the 2nd, the 6th, the 8th, the 19th. Those are some of the really important. So the first 10 days of the month in particular will really tone the rest of the month. And these are the themes that are coming up. Creativity, joy, a place, a 5th house, a place that has a lot to do with your own creative spark. 2nd house, money, finances, resources. The 11th house, place of friends, groups, allies, communities. So those areas are all in this pretty intense dialogue, especially the first 10 days of the month. Okay, so that's for Aries rising. Let's move it forward to Taurus rising. If you're a Taurus rising this month, again, we're going to have the focal point is the sun, the fastest moving planet that's making the aspects. And the sun is in the 4th house of home, family, living environment, family karma. There is a pretty dynamic conversation going on. Remember the first 10 days of the month where the sun's going to oppose Saturn in the career house, square Uranus in the 1st house. As it's going through, you'll have a new moon also in the 4th house, comes through on the 8th. So focus on home, family, living environment, family karma, your roots, or what serves as your foundation in life, more private sphere of life and activity. At the same time, there's pressure to maybe there's pressure in the workplace or there's pressure at work that is constraining or exhausting on some level. The realm of Saturn in the 10th is like the realm of duty, you know, the duties that I have out in the world, professional responsibilities, my authority in the world, my reputation in the world. So those topics are pressing back and forth with the sun in the 4th house, which is placing a strong emphasis on home and the family environment. And then Uranus in the 1st house, who for, you know, since May of 2018, if you're Taurus rising, has been activating the need for personal revolution, whether that's physical or in terms of your health or your appearance or your character. There's a personal revolution happening, and it's in a pretty tight dialogue this month with things happening on the home front and things happening in the career area. So watch for those dynamics, especially the first 10 days of the month if you're a Taurus rising. All right, so Geminis, this big dynamic, again, we're going to focus on the sun as the fastest moving planet, making the aspects the slower moving planets. This is in the 3rd house, a house that is often associated with the mind, speech, communication, your everyday environment. You could call it the house of mind, mood, emotions, and mental activity altogether. In the ancient world, it was a house that was associated with the moon and had a lot to do with both the mind and the immediate environment and how they affect things. But also in that regard, it's a very mental / emotional house. And so, you know, what's on your mind this month? What are you learning? What are you speaking? If you're writing something or, you know, maybe you're creating a new blog, or there's some kind of creative, the need to express or communicate something creatively could be there for you this month if you're Gemini rising. There's also kind of a dialogue going on between Saturn and the 9th, place of duty, higher beliefs and truth, place like universities or academic environments, religion, etc. And the 3rd house has a lot more to do with your own subjective mind, mood, emotions, thoughts, etc. So, you know, maybe some conversation between the sun and Saturn this month that's creating the need for intellectual, spiritual, or philosophical change. And it's also being fueled by Uranus in the 12th house, which could be a little rebellious, could be kind of a rebellious energy that's tempting you to go off course in some way or to act or behave in ways that are sort of defiant, but maybe a little bit or defiant and potentially reckless. On the other hand, you know, a revolution of mind, spirit, thought, belief, and the need to break free from shadows of the past, especially on the level of mind, mood, communication, emotion. That's what I would look for Gemini risings. And again, these are the first 10 days of the month, really toning the whole rest of the month. Okay, let's move forward to Cancer rising. So if you are a Cancer rising, we're taking this dynamic action and we're spreading it across your second, eighth, and 11th houses. So the sun being the one that's doing the aspecting, because it is the fastest moving planet, we're going to say that the focus is on money, resources, business, assets. It has to do with the things that you rely on. And this is, there could be some significant costs or expenditures, both income that's coming in or new business ideas, but also significant changes in terms of, the other people that are involved with your finances or your business. For example, the conversations within a marriage about finances, or conversations with other people that have some impact on your financial situation, like a boss, or someone who has power to give you a raise, or something like that. Also, again, paying off debts, or what obligations do I have to other people in terms of my resources, my time, my energy, my possessions, and what kinds of obligations do they have to me? And then questions about groups, questions about groups of people. There's a kind of the revolutionary energy of Uranus in the 11th, trying to change the social dynamic of your life, and trying to create something new, breaking out of old patterns or habits. So the conversation about money, finances, resources, groups or communities, and also debts or obligations. Those are the big topics for you this month if you're a Cancer rising. And again, watch for the first 10 days of the month. All right, we'll go forward to Leo rising. If you're a Leo rising, these three transits, or these three planets, are coming across the first, seventh, and 10th house axis. So that's pretty exciting, because if you're a Leo, this is your birthday, or if you're a Leo, this is your, the sun is back in your first house. If you're doing it for your sun sign, it's your birthday season. And the action in your first house has a lot to do with your own sense of individual free will, your individual, let's call it sovereignty, or character, and health and well-being, vitality, will, choices, and decision-making power. It's pretty existential for you if you're a Leo rising. Now, that's kind of moving through this dynamic oppositional tension with Saturn in the house of marriage and relationships. So the tension between self and other is really strong for you, and has been really for the last month, as we've had a number of transits like Mars in Leo opposite Saturn in the 7th. Now, the square to Uranus in the 10th is also suggesting that, part of this question about individual character, choice, direction in life, placing an emphasis on yourself, responsibilities, duties, obligations, and relationships, it's also being amplified by the need for revolution in the workplace or in terms of your career, and that's Uranus in the 10th. So watch those tensions to be really, pronounced for like the first 10 days of the month or so. Okay, we'll go forward to Virgo rising. If you're a Virgo rising, this is going to fall across the 6th, 12th, and 9th house axis, cadent houses. And these houses, if you're a Virgo rising, it's kind of like a world between worlds this month. A lot of emphasis on, handling challenges or conflicts, especially around egos and authority figures, feeling of being obligated to things or stuck or trapped in things that you don't necessarily like. The sun in the 12th opposite Saturn in the 6th has something to do with, we'll just focus on the sun as the focal point. It, either people in your life that act as, that have some kind of power over you that's unhealthy, or the kind of power that you exercise in the world, or that you don't exercise in the world, and how that might harm you. For example, exercising power in a way that is unhealthy can damage your relationships or your own health or well-being, or subjecting yourself to someone else's authority or power that isn't healthy for you. Those would all be things that are up for review right now this month. And also looking at, how do you end up getting obligated or stuck or entrenched in such situations, and how do you get out of them? Part of what might help you get out of them will be some kind of revolution of belief, because we also have Uranus pressing the agenda from the 9th house, the agenda of the revolution of mind and spirit. So some breakthroughs this month for you as well that might help you work through limiting ideas, beliefs, people in your life, and so forth. All right. So let's move forward to Libra rising. If you are a Libra rising, we're going to have the Sun, Saturn, and Uranus across the 11th, 5th, and 8th houses. Now, again, first 10 days of the month for everyone is where the action is at between these three planets, including a new moon in Leo and so forth. Well, the action for you, if you're a Libra, is focused on that 11th house Sun, friends, groups, communities, organizations that you belong to, and some pretty intense changes happening therein. Now, with the opposition to Saturn in the fifth, one of the things that comes to my mind is, what are your own doubts or insecurities socially? Because Saturn in the fifth can be a killjoy, while the Sun in the 11th may be trying to introduce you to things that are really there to uplift you or give you greater freedom or new opportunities. Uranus in the eighth is interesting because the eighth house often has to do with what we owe other people or what other people owe us in this lifetime karmically. And so if you're thinking about Uranus square the Sun from the 11th to the 8th, you're thinking about a potentially liberating encounter with other people or groups, people who have assets or resources that could help free you from something. But Saturn in the 5th may have some reservations. Saturn in the 5th may not totally trust, or Saturn in the 5th may feel like, well, you know, that's too good to be true. So watch, I would say in particular for Libras, watch self-limiting ideas or beliefs about other people or things that are trying to enter your life to help you or to alleviate some kind of burden or, you know, like lighten the load somehow, and don't look a gift horse in the mouth. On the other hand, if there's some kind of hidden, the fine print, there's something that you'd be signing up for that would put you into a more complicated position than you want to be in the future. Now that's something different. So you might want to be careful about that. And Saturn could just be a reality check that's needed. But I would say that probably more likely with Saturn in the fifth, that it may be like something trying to kill your joy when people or groups or things are trying to enter your life and offer some degree of greater freedom and ease. Okay. Now let's go forward to Scorpio rising. So with Scorpio rising, we're looking at the angular houses again, and the focus is on the Sun as well as the new moon in your 10th house of career. Now that's happening as there's also mounting tensions and pressures from within the house of home, family, living environment. And so the Sun, who's doing a lot of growing and shining and kind of an empowered looking Sun in the career house, looks good there, but it's also facing this kind of tension from Saturn in the fourth house of home and family. So watch for those tensions to be pronounced the first part of the month. Now, at the same time, Uranus, the god of revolution, is in the seventh house of marriage and relationships, trying to create Uranus brings newness, but it also disrupts the status quo. So if you think about this in terms of, people that might be entering your life or important relationships that are there, there could be a lot of decisions that somehow you're making important decisions, or you're at some kind of crossroads between the areas of career, home, and relationships. And those three areas could be particularly dynamic, and you could be working through some limits or blockages. Watch for people to enter your life who really excite you or inspire you and help you to work past some kinds of limits or blocks. I think that's for the most hopeful interpretation of this. All right, let's move forward to Sagittarius rising. So if you're a Sag rising, we're putting the Sun and Saturn across the ninth and third house axis with Uranus in the sixth. So the Sun, Saturn across this axis with focal point, again, the fastest moving planet being the Sun, we'll put that in the ninth house, a place of higher mind, your guiding beliefs and principles. So there's a lot of light there this month and a lot of strength and clarity that's coming through in the place that really has to do with what principles or beliefs guide your life along. On the other hand, Saturn in the third could represent a more rational, more, sort of sober, rational, mental energy. And it's more of a skeptic. It's more, it needs to understand divergent opinions. And, Saturn in Aquarius needs to understand the big picture. And that could be a little bit of a buzzkill for the Sun in the ninth, who might be like riding a wave of like enthusiasm or charisma. So for example, let's say you come home from a yoga class or something and you're really inspired, you know, it's a sort of sun in the ninth house. You're like, oh, I'm going to keep going to yoga. I'm going to let this be like a path that guides my life along. And Saturn in the third says, well, you know, maybe you should study three or four different world religions and really understand them cohesively before you commit to something, right? So Saturn might be that kind of, let's just make sure we're taking a broad-minded, rational, you know, careful, skeptical, analytical position, you know, so the balance between the higher mind and the questioning mind could be a tense part of the month, the first 10 days. Now, in the meantime, Uranus in the sixth house is adding the fuel of revolution. The sixth house Uranus is like very excitable and very revolutionary and very action oriented. It wants to do things. It wants to change things. The sun connecting with that square to Uranus is probably going to help you create a breakthrough from any kinds of mental blocks you're having, especially when something really good is trying to help you along. Something really good is trying to give you confidence or a sense of faith and, you know, that kind of just that sense of I've got my compass pointed in the right directions. I think Saturn might be providing you with some blocks this month, and I think the Sun and Uranus are going to help you work through them. So watch for that the first 10 days. All right. Moving along to Capricorn rising, we have the Sun in the eighth opposite Saturn in the second, both square to Uranus in the fifth. Focal point, again, fastest moving planet's going to be the Sun. New moon in that eighth house, you know, a lot of focus on the eighth house. So the eighth house is a place of debts or obligations to other people. It's also a place of kind of death and transformation, generally speaking, whereas the second is going to be about your own money, your own finances and resources. And then Uranus in the fifth is creates a revolution. It's a kind of creative revolution with Uranus in the fifth house. So the way I look at this, I think to myself, there are people who are going to come into your life and try to help you overcome some kind of limited resource or some kind of limited attitude or belief that you have. For example, the Sun in the eighth could be the government giving you a loan so that you can go to college. It could be someone giving you a grant so that you can pursue or a fellowship so that you can, you know, write a book or study more or something like that. So I like the idea of a creative breakthrough fueled by someone or something coming in and helping you or giving you resources that can help you overcome what might be either a scarcity mentality that's you shouldn't really have or legitimate limited resources that you have that you'll be able to overcome. I think that's the most optimistic outlook for my Capricorns this month. All right, let's move forward to Aquarius rising. Now, Aquarius, you've got the action from the Sun in Leo in the seventh, both squaring Uranus. This is the first 10 days of the month. A lot of action in the relationship and marriage house this month. Now, that could be coming because Saturn, your ruling planet, is in your own home sign. You know, the Sun in Leo in the seventh wants to pour through with this kind of royal, heart-centered energy. Saturn in the first is a little bit more distant, more self-contained, more rational, can be almost like a little dissociated at times. So, you know, and then when you see Uranus down in the fourth house, God of revolution in the place of home, family, roots, land, property, thinking to myself, okay, there's something about a breakthrough around family and relationship karma this month. And it's going to test you personally if you're an Aquarius. It's going to be something that, you know, it requires that you take some big growth steps. And, you know, maybe for some Aquarians out there, that means separating yourself from certain people and family or certain kinds of relationships. But I think for the most part, this is going to tug in the direction of going into new relationships or clearing things with other people or with within your family or living environment. Especially areas where maybe you've had limited beliefs or you've been more of the stubborn party. But anyway, watch for the tension between self, between close, intimate relationships and the home, family, living environment front. All right, last but not least, we have Pisces rising. So Pisces rising, we're going to take the T-square between Sun, Saturn, and Uranus. We're stretching it across the sixth, 12th, and third house axis, with the focal point being the Sun, the fastest moving planet. And that's going to be in the sixth house. Now, the sixth house, Sun in Leo, is like a warrior king. It wants to ride into battle or meaningful activity with a sense of heart, courage, purpose, whether it's, you know, something really mundane like a new workout routine, or if it's something like I'm going to clean out a room in my house, or but there's some kind of motivation coming in through the heart and ennobling, empowering, encouraging kind of heart-centered energy. It's going to make you feel like, you know, you're trying to get onto the throne of purposeful action and maybe even purposeful service or a little bit of suffering involved, but the good kind, the kind that you're putting your heart into something that the sacrifice matters. Okay. So that's the mood that I'm getting for Pisces this month, but it's also coming into, you know, some real oppositions, doubts, fears, failures, obstacles from Saturn in the 12th. That could be psychic, mental, emotional, could come from people in your life. It could involve dealing with people who are intractable or sort of difficult, but also working through limiting influences, people or ideas with heart and courage, and trying to push forward an agenda that you really care about. Uranus in the third house is also giving you mental, communicative, and a kind of an emotional sense of enthusiasm this month, because it's in a house that has a lot to do with the mind and emotions, the third house, which was traditionally associated with the moon. The moon was associated with both the mind and the moods or emotional states all at once. So Sun and Uranus together, very inspiring mentally, emotionally, with purposeful activities and actions, a little bit of sacrifice involved, but all like kind of this theme of like, it's worth it, you know, but you're having to overcome some of those challenges from Saturn in the 12th, which could come from other people, could come from within yourself, from the past, and having to like, you know, or you could even look at Saturn in the 12th as something or someone that is marginalized or hurt or suffering or left out, and there's some need to work on their behalf or something like that. Either that or some kind of an oppressive force that is, you know, you're working through, kind of having to overcome. Now that's the first 10 days of the month in particular. So, and then this tones the rest of the month. So that is my breakdown of the 12 signs. You know, one of the things that, you know, just so I can kind of explain part of how I do my horoscopes to people in case you care. I have found over time in looking at the analytics of all of my, you know, my horoscope pieces in particular, that the amount of time that I spend is really important, having to keep them a little bit shorter and sweeter. I know some of you really like them when they're a lot longer. The analytics show that a huge amount of the audience drop off if it's over a certain amount of time. And that's probably in part because people only listen to their own sign. But a lot of feedback that I've gotten over the years appreciates, you know, really focusing on the most dynamic transits of the month and summarizing them really succinctly. So that's what I tend to do in these videos. If you are someone who really likes longer, more in-depth dives into the planetary transits of the month, you can watch the overview video that I did yesterday where I cover all of the transits of the month of August. And then what I do throughout the month is each of those videos I break down, or each of those transits I break down in individual videos. And some of them I might even do a 2 or even 3-part series on if they are, you know, potent enough. This month, for example, we'll be looking at Mercury Kazemi. We'll be looking at Sun opposite Saturn, Sun square Uranus, new moon in Leo square Uranus, all the things I covered in the first 10 days in individual videos. We'll also be looking at Venus opposite Neptune on the 9th, Mercury opposite Jupiter, Venus into Libra, Mercury Mars conjunction in Virgo later in the month, Sun opposite Jupiter, full moon conjunct Jupiter, and Mercury opposite Neptune. So there's a ton of transits that that happen in any given month. And what I've found is in the videos that I've tried to cover all of those in individual horoscopes, like again, the people just drop off and don't watch them. So I try to really hone in on what I think is most important and do it as sort of concisely as possible, focusing on house topics, because those are the things that are going to be sort of most universal to everyone, regardless of what your individual birth chart looks like. And then again, I break down each of these transits as the month goes on. And then sometimes I'll even, with some of those transits, I'll revisit through the 12 houses to give you a refresher on them. I got a lot of questions from people in the last month about kind of my, you know, how and why I form my horoscopes in the way that I do. So at some point I might even do a separate video with some pointers for people who want to create your own horoscopes, what I've learned, what I think works and doesn't work. It's always still a work in progress for me. So yeah, but tell me how you're doing this month. I'd love to hear from you guys and hear how the transits are treating you. Any of these that I talked about, all of these, the houses that are being activated, are you already seeing some of these activations? You should be, because all of these same houses were activated pretty much all of July. So that's what I've got for you today. I hope you have a beautiful month of August, and we will be back with more content next week. Take it easy, everyone. Bye.